CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Veronique de Rougie of the Mercatus Center to guide us through the latest controversy in Washington about the debt ceiling. Debt ceiling is an arcane fact until there's controversy. I learned from an article in the Washington Post that the debt ceiling was set on August 1st at the current level of debt, $28.4 trillion. Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, wants the debt limit increased ASAP and saying that the Treasury could run out of money to pay the U.S.'s bills as early as October. In the meantime, there are tools to extend the ability to pay, however, not indefinitely. The controversy, I learn also from the Washington Post, first dates from 1953, when the Senate at that time chose to oppose Dwight David Eisenhower's wish to build the national highway system. I think we all know how that worked out. You're listening to me on the national highway system. However, there have been major controversies in the 90s during the Bill Clinton administration with Newt Gingrich as Speaker of the House, and again during the Obama administration, controversy where the debt limit was not raised, and there were negatives in the media and perhaps in reality as well. It's very difficult to understand. So I go to Veronique, who's published a piece about the fault of the government defaults. Who's really at fault? Veronique, a very good evening to you. I don't want to talk this into nothing because this is clearly a challenge between the Democratic majority in the House, the Senate, and holding the White House, and the Republican minority. Mr. McConnell in the Senate, for example, says that he will not direct his members to participate in raising the debt limit because, and then there are reasons to do with the present spending proposed by the Biden administration for the recovery. Who is at fault, Veronique? A very good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So there's a lot of blame to go around, but the first blame, I think, like the people who are really to blame here first and foremost are the Democrats who are in power. They have the White House, they have the House, they have the Senate, and they could and they would have the power actually to have raised the debt ceiling on their own without calling on the Republicans. They just needed to kind of, you know, do this, add the debt ceiling increase in some budget resolution. They would not have needed 60 votes. So, but they decided not to do it probably because they want some political cover, right? And so, it doesn't mean, so they could have done this and they just want to drag the Republican into this by putting that suspension of the debt ceiling into a continuing resolution that funds the government until the end of December. Now, it's not as if the Republicans are not at fault at all either, because the Republicans have no problem spending money. They have no problem passing big entitlement bills, as we've seen, you know, during the Bush years with Medicare Part B and their lack of reform of Obamacare and their support for during the CARE Act for paid leave and things like this. So, and they also have no problem for raising the debt ceiling when they're in power and they just don't want to be accused of a default. So it's just political posturing, that we're seeing here.
What are the bad things, if any, because it can be talked around? What are the bad things of default? Does it mean that government will shut down? They're already working largely remote. Will anything change?
Well, so defaulting would be a really good thing, right? A very bad thing. Like imagine, I mean, it's like suddenly the reputation of the government is shattered. It's not paying its bill to investors. It's not credible. But not raising the debt ceiling immediately, contrary to the talking points by the Democrats right now, And by the way, the Republican Treasury Secretary under the last administration used to make exactly the same point as Yellen. We need to raise it and we need to raise it now. It's not going to lead to a default. Not raising immediately. They have ways to actually, you know, like not pay some of the bills without much consequences, except for those people who aren't paid. And so it's just kind of a lot of, you know, like overstating the threat of a default. And it's also, there's something else that I think that is obscured in this conversation about the need to raise the debt ceiling right now in order to accommodate the spending spree that we've seen, is the fact that no one is talking about potential reform. And while there would be a cost of a default today, there will be a cost of not addressing our spending, our overspending and debt problems.
We have that in front of us with this debate over the trillions of dollars the Biden administration proposes to spend. However, I want to just identify now what I think I understand. Raising the debt limit or not raising the debt limit is not a profound issue. The issue is spending. And the debt limit right now is a consequence of both parties participating in raising and raising and raising the debt limit over these last years without offering any way to possibly rein in spending. And so the bills get larger, the debt interest is larger. Everybody does it. Okay, understand that. So,
but I mean, not default, not raising it eventually, right? Not raising it eventually would have severe consequences.
But they will raise it, and the question is, who is to take responsibility for raising?
But the responsible thing to do would be to raise the debt limit, along with making some commitment to reforming entitlement spending going forward, so we don't find ourselves constantly in this cycle of overspending, and needing to raise the debt ceiling while being on a catastrophic path.
I want to be positive here and not get lost in the corridors of power. Positive is that what we have now is a recovery underway with lots of caveats. I understand Evergrande of China and the Delta variant here in the United States. But if I understand correctly, Mr. Powell at the Federal Reserve is willing to acknowledge we're in recovery. And at some point in the near future, he is going to return to interest rates that are not near zero. Is that a positive in your measure, Veronique?
Well, I think it's important that they are actually thinking and announcing that they're going to be doing something about it. But then it's not in the near future. What I found actually quite interesting about the talk and the talk he gave yesterday is like, really, he didn't really talk about inflation. He talked about the recovery. He talked about how, you know, we, there were still things to do. So he was going to actually slow down the purchase of assets that the Federal Reserve has been engaging in since the beginning of the pandemic. But they were like the big elephant in the room was inflation. Inflation was just not really talked about.
And inflation in Europe is talked about, and the IMF talks about inflation, and the Bank of England talks about inflation. But Mr. Powell didn't mention inflation. Inflation, by the way, the core inflation cuts out food and energy. The food and energy prices in Britain, because I've been reporting there, are going up sharply. And I believe that's also true for the continent. So we'll return to this another day because Mr. Powell is moving in some fashion. And I wanted to be positive. Veronique Dirigy.
Yes.
Of the Mercatus Center, writing about the fault of default. Everybody did it, just like Agatha Christie, Murder on the Orient Express. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.